let's roll back several months. What made you want to run for this position?
I believe the role of the Attorney General is the most impactful job in state government, period. It gives you the opportunity to go out and fight for each and every Pennsylvanian, protect their rights, and make a real difference in communities all across southwestern Pennsylvania and all across our Commonwealth.
This was a fairly large field. What do you think differentiated your candidacy?
I campaigned from day one back in January, about a year ago when I started, to be the people's attorney general, to be the one person every single Pennsylvanian could rely on to protect their rights, from the senior in Sewickley who gets scammed to making sure that we protect the mom in Pittsburgh when she's going out and buying a product for her young child. I talked about the need to have a multidisciplinary approach to combating the heroin epidemic, and all throughout I talked about doing so in an ethical and responsible way, something that is clearly needed in that office of Attorney General.
What have you been doing in the last month and a half or so to get ready?
Well, typically after you win a race like this, you get hunkered down in the halls of power or in some law firm somewhere in Pittsburgh or Philly or Harrisburg, and you begin very quickly to ignore the people and ignore the, you know, what you learned along the way in the campaign process. And I didn't want that to happen to my team or to me. And so we began a transition process that was really quite different from that. We began, or continued, I guess I should say, our travels across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, listening to people in their communities talk about some of the big pressing issues. So, for example, we were in Allentown talking about the heroin epidemic. I was in North Philadelphia talking about gun violence. I was in Scranton talking about scams against our seniors. I'm going to be in Pittsburgh early next month as well. And I go and I listen and I talk to people in the communities who are affected by these issues, and I gain insight and ideas from them. On a parallel track, I'm working with a group of people to help identify the smartest, strongest, most ethical and diverse staff potential out there, and we want to construct the best staff ever in the Attorney General's office. That began last week with the announcement of Michelle Henry as my first deputy, the first woman who will ever hold that position, an accomplished prosecutor, a former district attorney in Bucks County, someone who is just absolutely prepared and ready for the job. So she's the top hire, and we'll be having other hires that we announce along the way.
Now, I think you just laid out several of these, but help me understand a few of your top priorities as you get into office.
I think we have to, first and foremost, restore integrity to the office of Attorney General and make sure that people have confidence in the justice system again. That's going to happen in part because of my leadership, in part because of the strong team I build around me, but in part because we're going to demonstrate that we will apply the law without fear and without favor. And then when it comes to issues, I mean, I think combating scams against our seniors is really important, making sure that we are protecting consumers in Pennsylvania. And I think probably the number one issue that I hear about as I travel across the Commonwealth is the heroin and opioid epidemic. And how we're going to go about combating that is really important. We have a plan to address it, and we're putting together the personnel to address it. And I certainly have the wherewithal and the desire to go and address it and reduce the number of heroin and opioid overdose deaths in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Can you expand on that at all? A little sneak peek?
Sure, absolutely. Look, I think for too long we have kind of felt as though we could arrest our way out of this crisis. If someone's got heroin, let's arrest them, lock them up, and that's going to solve the problem. And look, for the drug dealers, that's an important part of this. And so, you know, kind of prong one is making sure that we're working with attorneys general from other states. And I've already engaged in a dialogue with the AG from Michigan. We've got a big problem with heroin coming across the lake into Erie. I've talked to the AG in West Virginia, which is obviously closer to southwestern Pennsylvania, and there's issues of heroin and pills illegally going across the borders there, New Jersey and Maryland and others, and New York. So I'm already speaking with area attorneys general. In addition to that, we have to make sure that the 67 district attorneys in Pennsylvania are working closely with the Attorney General's office, because this may sound logical to you, but it's not something that is always followed in law enforcement. Drug dealers don't follow municipal boundaries. So we can't assume that we can deal with this one county at a time. We need a multi-state approach to deal with it. So that's prong one. Prong two is making sure the medical community and the pharmaceutical community are at the table with us here. So we've got to reduce the overprescribing of opioid painkillers, because that's often a gateway to heroin. And for those listeners who are wondering, well, how is that possible that, you know, overprescribing OxyContins can lead to heroin addiction? Well, people can get hooked pretty easily on Oxys. And then when they go to try to buy them illegally, because they can't get a prescription anymore, to buy an Oxy in downtown Pittsburgh is about $80 a pill or $70 a pill. But to buy a bag of heroin is between $5 and $10 a bag. And there's a similarity in the chemical composition there. So we have got to make sure that doctors are not overprescribing and that people aren't able to doctor shop, go from one doctor to another and just fill prescriptions. In addition to that, I think we have to make sure the pharmaceutical companies are at the table. And if they are out falsely marketing these opioid painkillers and, you know, putting them out in the communities where they shouldn't be, then we've got to make sure we hold them accountable. And I've said many times that we would combat the heroin epidemic on the street corners in Pittsburgh as well as in the boardrooms of a pharmaceutical company if we have to. And then finally, I think we have to understand the difference between someone who is addicted to drugs, a drug like heroin, and someone who is dealing, right? If you're an addict and you're nonviolent, you've got a disease and you need treatment, not incarceration. But if you're a dealer, you need to be locked up for some time, particularly if you're dealing to our kids. And so I think that we have to understand in law enforcement the difference between those who are addicts and nonviolent, not a threat to others, and those who are dealing, who obviously are a threat to others.
This office has kind of a checkered past. How can we trust that it will be run well?
Well, you can trust it will be run well for a number of reasons. Number one, I've got a background of conducting myself with integrity, openness, honesty, and ethics. And you will see a number of steps that we're going to take before we take office that I think will further bolster that. In addition to that, I'm going to hire a very strong team and an ethical team. And furthermore, we're going to have set policies in the office. Everybody will be required to sign a code of conduct. Everyone will be required to go through mandatory ethics training, and so on and so forth. We will have a gift ban, for example, so that, you know, neither the Attorney General nor anybody on our staff can be perceived as being for sale by some outside interest. So we'll be doing a number of things internally. We'll be hiring staff, and I'll be leading in a different way that I think will give people confidence again in the Attorney General's office.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.